After sunrise at Sesram, we went to Dune 45 with the sandboards. Before the packs ascended, I warned them not to descend a slope with a sharp angle at the bottom. Instead, I suggested that a gradual gradient is a better option. Up they went. I could see the borders at the top and could see they weren't at the best spot, so kept trying to point to a safer decline, an instruction obviously unseen, as soon they were descending exactly where they shouldn't. Matt was the first to descend, and descend at a speed, did he? Fortunately, he noticed that the end would be dangerous, so bailed out, rolling down the dune a couple of times. The next thing you know, another passenger is following. Why he didn't wait for the all clear, I have no idea, and he hit the ground with immense speed, rolling over and over again. We then began to yell and wave our arms in protest against the rest's descent. But although they saw us, they kept coming, hitting the ground at speed. We managed to discover that they were okay, but shaken and bruised. We then yelled and yelled, waving our arms, and were absolutely amazed to see another descend, Jocelyn. Some people turned and couldn't look, I remember Paula, while I yelled and yelled until my lungs hurt. Dig your feet in, dig your feet in, touch, touch, dig your feet in. And she kept coming. If only she had bailed out like Matt. Then at the bottom she hit a lump that had been hit by the others at great speed and somersaulted right up into the air, then tumbled to a stop. Matt and I immediately ran to her, screaming and yelling to the others not to come down. Finally, they took heed of our pleas. Jocelyn lay on her back. Her eye was badly bruised, but she seemed completely with it. I asked her if she hurt anywhere. "I can't feel my legs," she said. I pinched her in a few spots. No, no feeling. I felt for broken bones. None. But she could feel nothing right up to her breastbone. And needless to say, she couldn't move. I immediately instructed Matt to go back to Sesarum. Then I drove to the campsite, in control by then, I thought, and very rationally told them where the toilets were, where to put their tents, and what was happening the following day. People milled off the truck and were soon coming up to me and hugging me. "Oh God, don't do that. I'm going to cry again," I said, and did. We all did. We needed to. It rained in the desert that day.